Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we have a very special program for you today. Santa Claus has arrived at Wisconsin Public Radio. The sleigh landed just minutes ago on our roof. Thankfully, we have a flat roof here, and it's very easy for him to land with the sleigh, and he's even brought Rudolph along. And Rudolph, as I look out the window right now, is poking his head off the roof and looking right at us. Santa Claus, I saw him climb down from the sled, and he'll be in the studios fairly quickly here. But I want to let you know that if you're a youngster and you have a question for Santa Claus, or really if you want to tell Santa Claus what you would like for Christmas this year, you can join in. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. And I tell you what, we'd love to hear from you. And we only take calls from children today. Santa usually brings his elf, one of his elves, and Elf Dory is the usual elf that comes along with him. And I see that she's with him as well. She's got her little green outfit on again. And she has those pixie-like booties that I've come to really like. And she's got some lights in her hair, like a wreath almost, and they're blinking on and off. I'm going to have to ask her about that. And Santa Claus, here he comes. I see him coming. Here he comes through the door.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Larry.
Oh, hello, Santa Claus. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And Merry Christmas to all the children of Wisconsin. It's so nice to be back. There's only one problem.
What's that?
We don't have any snow here, Larry. I'll tell you, have you ever tried to land a sleigh on a rooftop without snow?
Ooh.
Let me just say, an 8 reindeer pileup is not pretty. And I can still hear Blitzen's little voice from the bottom of the pile saying, "Antlers, guys, antlers." It took a little while to kind of clean up the mess, but we're good now. We're good.
Yeah. Well, you certainly probably rubbed the rust off the runners.
Yes.
The sled runners.
Yes, absolutely. And boy, I'll tell you, the elves, the reindeer, myself, we're just not used to having no snow like this. But hopefully, we'll get it soon. We still have a couple days before Christmas.
And Elf Dory's got these blinking lights. They're a little askew. Elf Dory, did you know,
these are solar powered.
Oh.
And I don't get to wear them on Christmas Eve, you know, because it's dark out. So they don't work. So today I'm wearing my solar-powered flashing light wreath on my head.
Well, you look absolutely festive and gorgeous. And Santa, have you lost a little weight, or have you...
Not according to Mrs. Claus, but it's possible. You know, we have been working pretty hard trying to get... There's so many good children this year, and getting all the toys ready and getting everything ready to load on the sleigh. It's been a lot of work, so maybe I lost a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you could have.
I think it's the P90X.
Oh, that could be.
That could be.
Buff Santa. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a little quiz here. Now, if I give you a name, I want to see if you can guess where that person, you might have. For example, do you have, a little girl named Harper?
Oh, I think we do. Let me look through my list. And, Green Bay.
Green Bay. You're right.
And Harper was good this year.
Well, let's talk to Harper. Hi, Harper.
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. You don't have to be shy. Do you have
Merry
some...
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Do you have some things on your Christmas list you'd like to tell us about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What I really want for Christmas is a camera, and I want...
Okay. A picture camera or a movie camera?
Like a movie camera.
Okay, okay, very good. We have our next Steven Spielberg here.
Anything else, honey?
No. Oh.
Well, that's a pretty short list.
But that's a pretty nice gift, though.
Very nice indeed. Good deal. So, are you going to take movies of your family?
Okay. Well, I think she is. Santa
I think Cla- so.
Harper, thank you very much for calling, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Harper.
And you know, as long as we're in Green Bay, maybe we should go to another Green. You know any? You know anybody in Green? Anybody else in Green Bay?
I do. I think doesn't Grace live in Green Bay?
I think so.
Wow.
Is this Grace?
Well,
Daddy, okay, and Peter Dammer, and Maria, and
I wrote it all down, Santa.
Good.
You read it all down?
Yep, I got that.
Oh, it's good to have elves who can write quickly. That's great. Well, good. I like how Grace gets right down to business.
Thank you, honey.
Merry Christmas, Merry, Grace.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you.
Santa.
All right.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
And let's go to Eau Claire next. And who do we have with us now?
Is this Ellie?
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas.
You're pretty good, Santa, you know.
Well, you know, I have my good moments where I can do this. What's on your Christmas list this year, Ellie?
I want more American Girl doll stuff.
Oh, okay.
And art supplies.
Oh, great.
And markers for my easel. And then more dollhouse stuff.
Okay. Wow. We have a doll collector and a painter here, apparently.
Yeah, a nice artist.
Very good.
Do you like to draw, Ellie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, are you planning to put anything out for Santa Claus?
Cookies and note.
Oh, that's great. Those are my favorite things. That's terrific. Do you know what kind of cookies?
We haven't baked them yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be a surprise then. That's great. Well, thank you. I'll share some with the reindeer.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, you know, my daughter, Emily, is 8 years old, and she and her mom and my wife, Renee, are baking cookies for you this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my.
They rolled the dough out this morning, and it's, or last night, I think. It's been in the refrigerator, and it's going to get rolled out and made into cookies.
Oh, that sounds great. Did you bring samples?
No. I mean, you know.
They're not baked yet.
Well, I could have given you raw cookie dough, I guess.
Cookie dough is good.
I think there's going to be extra.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe you can get one for me and bring it back to the North Pole.
I can do that. Okay. I think I can keep one that I can restrain myself from eating.
I see there's some crumbs from Michael Feldman's donuts boxes out in the lobby. I might help myself to some of those.
Oh, I missed that one. I'll be right back, Larry. No, I won't go eat snacks.
You've got to stay because we have a caller from Madison.
Oh, boy.
A young girl who's 4 years old. You know any four-year-olds from Madison?
Well, could that be Chloe?
Chloe?
Hi, Santa.
Hi.
It is Chloe.
American doll and...
Okay.
I want, like, Squinkies, Pollys, and Barbies, and maybe these little Boozle things, maybe like the Powerpuff Girls, too.
Oh, my, okay.
Maybe Wawa Woozies, too.
Hmm.
Well,
that's good. That's a big list.
A good girl.
And you've been a good girl.
You've been a good girl. Okay, well, good. I was just going to ask because,
good.
Yeah, that's a very important thing. Well, that's terrific. I know you have been, and that's great. And all right, we'll see what we can do to get on this list.
Have fun at Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Yes, well, thank you, honey, and have a very Merry Christmas. And I hope we get snow here.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Well, you know, in some parts of the state, we have a little snow in the north.
Okay.
So you should have pretty good sledding up there, I believe. I think we have. We have Elizabeth from Kenosha, and also Catherine in that same household. And you, Elizabeth, I think, remember how old she is?
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Great.
What's on your
list? Well, Merry Christmas. And what's on your list?
Merry Christmas, too. I don't really need anything.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I need to ask this for my grandma.
Okay.
This for her. She would like world peace.
Okay.
Or at least one day that there aren't any bad reports on the news channel.
Hmm.
We could shut off the news channel.
Yeah, we might have to do
that. I don't think we could do that.
That's a big request, but you know, bless your heart for thinking about what your grandma might like this year. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll tell you what, it's a good wish too, isn't it?
It is a very good wish.
We actually get a lot of people requesting that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we can't really make it in the toy shop.
That's a tough one to make.
It takes a lot of other people all working together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And your sister Catherine is by you, isn't she, Elizabeth?
Oh yeah, she's right here.
Let's talk to her for a minute.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for calling.
Don't overeat any cookies because we have millions here. No, seriously, this lady from my mom's work, my mom won this cookie raffle where she won a cookie platter, and the nice lady went overboard.
Well, that's not the worst problem to have, huh?
That sounds good.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. That's great.
Well, bye. Here's my sister. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you, honey. Overboard on cookies. You know, that's not a bad thing.
Nope. Catherine, are you there?
Yes,
well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
What would you like for Christmas this year?
An American Girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know anything else.
Oh, but American Girl doll is a really nice gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is very nice. All right.
And you're not the only one.
No.
Apparently there are already quite a few requests for American Girl dolls and things that go along with American Girl dolls.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we're going to have to make a lot of those this year.
Catherine, thank you. Oh, we lost her.
Okay.
We lost her. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And let's see. We've got a caller from Weston. And what is your name?
Alia. Well, that's a pretty name.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Do you have some things on your list this year?
Yes.
What would you like, honey?
A 21-speeder bike.
Whoa. Oh, boy. Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of speeds. All right. Any particular color?
A pinky purple color.
Pinky purple color. Okay. See, I figured if you had the gears down that specifically, you'd have a color, too. I just was making a guess there. Okay.
I don't know if we have exactly that kind.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's true. We might not. We'll have to look through and see what we've got for bicycles.
I don't know. We've got all different kinds.
Yeah.
You never know with Santa. We'll
try. Do we have 21 speeds on the sleigh?
No, we have slow, bumping, and fast. Bumpy
and,
landings.
And oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
You got to cover a lot of ground. So
yes,
we fast.
Do. Yes, we do.
Well, Santa's going to see what he can do about that. Thank you very much for calling, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Alia.
Thank you very much for calling. And thank you all for listening, and we've got lots more in store here as we visit with Santa and Alf Dorey. I'm Larry Mueller. Rachel Owens, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So happy to have you listening in here on the Ideas Network. Santa Claus joins us today, and Alf Dorey.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, it's fun. We've got the sleigh on top of the roof here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We have Rudolph has been sticking his neck and his head down from the roof and looking in the big window we've got out here, Santa.
Yeah, he gets a little lonely out there. You know, he's used to one of us coming out and scratching his ears every few minutes, you know. And I tell him, you know, the show is an hour and a half long, Rudolph, so just, you know, just be patient. And, you know, but he'll check in once in a while. You'll see his little nose.
Well, Caden in Mondovi is on the phone here with a hello to you, Santa, I think.
Well, hello, Caden.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
I would like Harry Potter years 5 through 7 for the Wii and a Nintendo 3DS because Nintendo 3DS is rock.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, you get to have videos and everything.
Okay, but here's my question. Do they rock totally?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
All right, that is great. Good deal. Well, you know, Santa has to ask the tough questions.
But that it's doable though, isn't it, Santa?
That should be doable. I think we have a few left that the elves have made but not worn out by playing themselves. And so I think we're going to be okay.
Well, you never know. Santa, I know you like to promise everybody that you can get them everything they want, but sometimes we have to do some shifting around and, you know, not everybody gets absolutely everything they ask for.
Well, that's true. That's true. But we do our best.
We try.
We do.
And everybody gets something good.
Oh, yeah. That is true. That is very true.
Caden, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know, I like the, have you tried the dance, dance events? Do you dance with the characters on the Wii screen?
Some of the other elves have. They play those games in the testing labs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to make sure they work. We had a lot of accidents. So I'm not allowed. I'm a little klutzy.
Well, they're a lot of fun. I can tell you that. And they're a good exercise. Very mm-hmm. good exercise.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've had to untangle elves once or twice, Larry, you'd know what we're talking about. It's, you know, you have to be careful with these dance games.
We're not very good dancers.
No.
We have a couple of children from Pewaukee.
Pewaukee.
And I wonder who's on line. Is Lily there?
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, Lily.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Well, thank you. What's on your Christmas list this year?
Roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
And a lift doll.
Okay. Are you a good roller skater or are you just learning?
I'm just learning.
Okay, great. Great. Well, be careful out there.
Is there any snow where you are?
No.
No, not there either.
Might as well get some roller skates.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess better that than skis. You've got some pavement to roll on. That's good.
Yeah.
Have
a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Lily. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Sheldon there?
Yes, Kelvin.
Hi, Santa.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you. What's on your list?
Well, I want an iPod Touch.
Oh, okay.
A DSi case.
Mm-hmm.
A DSi game.
Okay.
And a Brio magic wand.
Wow, okay. Wow, you'll be careful with the magic wand now, won't you? Because I don't want you to try to, like, make Lily disappear.
It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work?
I don't think you could do that. Can you do that?
Well, I don't know. I just thought, you know, maybe if there's a little rivalry going
oh,
on
no,
there.
That sounds...
You know, suddenly the family's going, where's Lily? Haven't seen her in hours.
You wouldn't do that, though, would you, Sheldon?
No.
No, okay. That's great.
Well, thank you, Santa, for calling.
Well, thank you. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sheldon and Lily. Ho, ho, ho.
And we are back to Madison for another caller, a 7-year-old girl.
Hmm.
You know a 7-year-old girl in Madison?
I do. I think that might be Samantha.
That right? Is there a Samantha? Is this a Samantha on the phone?
Oh, wow. And my list says you were good this year. I shouldn't sound so shocked. You're always good, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. What do you have on your Christmas list this year, honey?
I have a Princess Santa up and mm-hmm. a girl from Rifty Bunny and a robot. And Lily wants a princess set up, too.
Hmm.
I heard robot. Princess?
Yeah. We're getting all this written down.
Okay.
It's not a princess robot, is it?
No,
that would be sort of strange.
It's separate.
Oh, they're separate things. Okay, good. Okay.
And it was a girlfriend for Sting Bunny. That was the last one.
Okay.
A girlfriend for your bunny?
Okay.
Oh.
Is that a real bunny or a toy bunny?
Toy bunny.
A toy bunny. Wow. Oh, that's great.
Might be able to find something there, wouldn't you, Santa?
I think so. I mean, every bunny needs a friend, right?
Yep. We had some angry parents when we brought girlfriends for real live bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
around about March, they were pretty upset with us.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
So toy bunnies.
All right.
I love toy bunnies.
Well, then you be a friend to your bunny too, Samantha, and then maybe we'll get two friends for the bunny, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much for calling.
Ho,
and
ho, ho.
Let's go to Weston, Wisconsin next. Somebody from Weston. Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
Lucas.
Lucas, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you. I was hoping you'd call.
And you did. What would you like?
A DS games and Whiplash.
Whiplash?
Whiplash. Wow. Wouldn't that hurt?
No, he's a Ninjago guy.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Well, don't worry. The elves are smarter than I am, and so they'll know. They'll know what we mean when I come back with the list. Okay.
I'm writing it down.
Good.
Merry Christmas, Lucas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, Lucas. Ho, ho, ho. I thought, now, how strange for a boy to want to get Whiplash for Christmas, but now it makes
now it
more
makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes a
okay,
lot of
good,
sense.
Good.
Well, you don't always know the latest toys.
No, I don't.
That come out. We have to keep track of all that. I remember when you and Larry thought some little girl wanted a pack of Johnsonville Bratz. She wanted Bratz dolls.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
It's different.
Well, you know,
it's a lot different.
Bratwursts and brats are totally different.
Well, you know, Larry and I have been around for a while, and when you've actually personally, you know, been around when the dinosaurs were on the earth, pretty much.
Hoping a stick used to be a good present.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Ho, ho, ho. We would,
back in your day.
We would take that and be happy.
Oh,
and,
my.
And we walked uphill to the sleigh both ways. Yes.
Oh, well, we're going to Blanchardville next. And who's in Blanchardville?
Boy, that might be Stella.
Hello, Stella?
Could I be right?
Hi.
Hi. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you. How are things down in Blanchardville way?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. What do you have on your list for Christmas this year?
A real horse.
Okay.
And a pogo stick.
Oh, my. Those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
And a fancy bouncy ball for my little sister.
Okay.
And
those are all
extra money for the heifer project.
Oh, money for the heifer project. Huh?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, yeah, I know about that. That's great.
I'm going to buy a water buffalo.
Oh, are you?
Well,
you know, the Heifer Project is a wonderful international project where you can donate a certain amount of money and you can get a heifer or you can get a water buffalo or mm-hmm. sometimes rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
And those go to people in other countries that need them. And then they raise them and... sometimes when they have little ones, they give those little ones on to other people.
Right. And it gives us an opportunity for a little girl to say, I'm going to buy a water buffalo without her parents completely freaking out. So that's a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
I like that idea.
I do too. That's great.
I had a pogo stick once for Christmas when I was little, and I tried to pogo on the lawn. It doesn't work on the lawn.
No. No, it kind of
sinks in.
Yeah.
It sinks in. It does not work. You need cement. You need asphalt or something.
Yeah,
and not inside the house under a ceiling fan either.
No, right. It did not. We tried it in the house for just only one or two jumps, and then I heard from Mother.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because Mom's favorite lamp is going to be right in the trajectory. It's never good.
The driveway is good, usually.
Driveways are good. Yeah, you might want to have some knee pads, because sometimes you don't land the way you think you're going to, but yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a great gift, Stella. Thank you for Merry Christmas.
I also have some other things.
Oh, you do?
Well, okay. Go ahead.
A cell phone.
A cell phone.
Oh, my. Okay.
Do you have people you have to call?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. She wants to check in with her broker, maybe. Okay.
Maybe she's tweeting.
Yeah, there you go. And what else?
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Thank you, Stella.
Thank you very much for calling.
Oh.
And we haven't been to Watertown yet. You know, that's where we'll be spending Christmas in Watertown with my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And here's somebody from Watertown. A couple of youngsters.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. I know that Oliver and Finnegan live there, but who would this be?
Oliver.
This is Oliver. Well, terrific. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. What have you got on your list that you'd like for Christmas?
Star Wars.
Okay.
A scooter.
Okay. Wow.
My brother wants a tractor.
Hmm.
Oh,
all right.
Does he have a particular kind of tractor? I remember when I was on the farm, we had farm all tractors, but our neighbors had John Deere tractors, and there was quite a little friendly rivalry as to the kind of tractor.
Hmm.
So, do you have a type of tractor?
Yeah. Do you have a brand?
Farmall.
Oh, you're a smart boy.
Okay. Now we get to get Larry's bias on tractors. All right. Very good. Well, from the high tech, from Star Wars to a tractor, that's a great variety.
Well, have fun this Christmas.
You too.
Yes, well, thank
you. Your whole family from Santa and Elf Dory.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We got it.
And that was Finnegan. We got it. Thank you, Finnegan.
We got the tractor, Finnegan.
Merry Christmas.
Tractor, scooter, Star Wars.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, may the force be with your farm all.
All right. And here's another place. You haven't been to Spring Green yet.
Oh, that's
a fun
pretty
place.
That's
pretty
a pretty
place.
Town. Yes.
Pretty town.
Yeah.
And I have a boy and a girl, I believe.
Great.
From Spring Green.
Who are we talking? Is this Elliot or Claire?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello.
Claire, I bet. Is this Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, Claire.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. What's going on? What do you want for Christmas this year?
I want an Ariel with a tail.
An Ariel with a tail?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A real mermaid.
The mermaid.
Oh, yeah. The mermaid. Oh, okay. Oh, great. All right.
She doesn't want the one that doesn't have the tail.
Okay, right.
She
wants
the one with the tail.
Yeah, that makes sense. A mermaid without a tail. What good is that? What? Anything else?
I guess not.
Okay.
Is Elliot there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we talk to Elliot, too?
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. What have you got on your list this year?
I go Star Wars.
Okay. More Star Wars? Hope we have a lot of those.
Anything else?
No.
All right.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right. A man of simple needs there. Very good. All right.
Star Wars has been popular for so many years.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It just hangs on and on.
Yeah. It never seems to go away. Thanks very much.
No, it certainly doesn't. All right. So we'll have Star Wars and the mermaid with the tail.
Ariel.
Okay, we'll write those down.
Ariel with the tail.
All right. We got those written down.
And we're going to another Madison caller next. Hi. Is this Lily?
Yes.
Hi, Lily. Wow. Well, good. That's a enthusiastic response. Merry Christmas.
Did you talk to him?
Hello.
Hi. Do you have some things on your Christmas list that you'd like to tell us about?
Really loud. Tell them what you want.
I want a princess hat.
Oh, okay.
Princess hat.
That sounds very nice. Okay.
I want a princess hat.
Okay.
Okay.
A princess hat. That's very good. And you will look just like a princess with that, I bet.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Lily. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah. She's a nice little girl.
She is. She's very sweet.
I want to send her a Barbie along with a hat.
Do you think that would be a good idea?
Maybe. Okay. Might be a good idea.
All right. We'll see if we've got some that we can do something about that.
All right. Let's go to Anata in Barron, Wisconsin. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you?
Good.
Good. And were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Reasonably?
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Very good. That's terrific. Well, what's on your Christmas list?
American Girl doll.
Okay.
Tractor stuff.
Oh, all right. We've got some of that.
Yep. Is there any snow on the ground in Barron? Barron's a long way north.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Feel a little bit.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good. That's better than Larry has down here in Madison. Yeah, you're almost to Minnesota there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. If you get much closer, you're gonna have to work on the accent, aren't you?
It's snowing here right now.
Oh, terrific! Terrific! Good. Great. All right. Very good. Well, Merry Christmas and thank you.
So go to bed early on Christmas Eve, and we'll be over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Annie.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Annetta.
All right. Well, we have many callers. I should give the number again. I haven't given the number in a long time, and our lines are always full, it seems. But you can call us if you're a child at 1-800-642-1234. That's our number. 1-800-642-1234. And another caller from Madison, William. Now, I'm going to give you a little quiz, Santa Claus.
Uh-oh.
We've got
William
from Madison. How old do you think William would be?
Well, William, let's see here. He would have been 3 a few months ago, so I bet he'd be about 3.5 now.
Yeah, is that right, William?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Oh, you know, I hate it when Larry makes me think like that and do math. That's very tough.
You remember when that extra half was really important, Santa?
I do. No, actually, I don't.
Never mind.
That was a long time ago, indeed. What's on your Christmas list this year?
A remote control fucking water and a T-Rex and Star Wars.
Wow.
Star Wars.
All right. Again with the Star Wars. Boy, I hope we are up to our elbows in lightsabers up there. That's great. Okay. Great.
And a front end loader.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Wow, mm-hmm. We better make sure we have enough Star Wars things this year.
I know.
Everybody wants Star Wars.
I know. That's really
and
popular.
We've got a warehouse full of backlog, like Logan's Run lunchboxes from the 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't get rid of.
I know. And that was my fault. I thought those would be much more popular than they turned out to be.
Everybody likes
take my lunch every day in one, so there's one. There's one taken care of. Anything else for you, William?
No, that's my Christmas
list. All right.
Okay, very good.
Thank you for calling, and Merry Christmas, William.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Random Lake next. And
okay.
We have, who do we have with us? We have Destiny?
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you.
How old are you, honey?
9.
Okay.
9. All right. Very good. Very good. What's on your Christmas list for this year?
A fidget friend.
Okay.
And a white, cream-colored, sort of a cream-colored Irish wolfhound that is good with cats and dogs for my grandma.
Wow. Whoa, okay. That's always a tough one.
We usually have to check with parents before we can give any live animals to kids for Christmas.
Right.
If they don't think it's a good idea,
yeah.
They're surprised too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But it's a nice idea. Does grandma really want a white Irish wolfhound?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Cool.
Well, that's terrific. Okay, good deal. And maybe we could drop off a reindeer as well. No, that would be a bad idea. Okay, we'll just
have to keep all our reindeer.
Yeah, we do.
Or we'll be able to get home.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, well then we'll just see what we can do about the rest.
Merry Christmas, honey.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus and Elf Dory, our guests here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So happy to have you listening in here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller with my guest, Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
And his good friend and worker Elf Dory. And they are here to talk with youngsters from all over Wisconsin and out of state as well. If you're listening in, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. You can tell Santa Claus and Elf Dory what you would like for Christmas.
Yes.
And, you know, Santa, do kids ever leave anything out for the reindeer?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. And sometimes they leave carrots and celery and things like that. And then they leave cookies. And now Mrs. Claus always wants me to reverse it a little bit and have me eat the celery and carrots and give the cookies to the reindeer because, you know, they burn a lot of calories and...
Dog biscuits.
There you go. They like biscuits.
The
absolutely.
Reindeer like dog biscuits. Yeah. Milk bones. They like.
They like those too. Eh?
Granola bars.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So they're pretty eclectic.
Yes, they are.
Fresh lichen. If you have fresh lichen.
Ooh.
Big bowl. Of
I won't be eating that.
Moss and lichen.
Ooh. They eat that really?
That's what they eat.
Oh my
gosh. That's their usual food.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good to me.
Whoa, well,
well, if you leave lichen and cookies out, kids, you can bet that Santa's going to eat the cookies, not the lichen. That's the way that's going to work. Okay.
Well, we're going to Trempolo next, and who are we speaking with?
River.
Hello, River. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Have you been pretty good this year?
Yes.
Okay, that's an emphatic yes. I like that. What would you like for Christmas?
A computer and an iPod.
Oh, okay.
iPod.
Wow. What? All right. High-tech gadget. All right,
does
very
it,
good.
Does it have to work?
I really want a ham stick.
What was that, honey?
A ham stick.
Hamster.
Oh, hamster.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay.
Is that another one of those where you have to ask the parents?
If it's a live hamster, yeah.
Yeah. If it's a real hamster, we need to check in with the family circle to make sure that everybody's kind of, you know, down with that.
Yeah.
A stuffed one.
A stuffed one.
Oh, a stuffed one.
A stuffed animal one.
Oh, well, that's a little easier to take care of, isn't it?
Animals are not as big of a problem.
No.
It's hard to keep the sleigh up in the air with all these animals jostling around. So
it can be tough.
Stuffed animals is easier.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Very true. All right. Very good. Uh-huh. Stuffed hamster and an iPod. Is the iPod stuffed? We didn't get that.
No.
Okay.
That's the problem. A lot of kids get iPods and then they realize they don't come with anything really on them. You have to put...
Yes, you do.
Music on there, and then that costs money, or mm-hmm. you have to figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. So
sometimes you can get free apps, though. You can get those free applications. Some of the
right.
But we found in the past a lot of the kids wanted iPod. They didn't know what to do with it once they got it. They just knew that's what everybody was getting. So
yep.
they.
Well, I know what to do with it.
What do you do with it?
Play games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I bet you there's a game called, what is it, Angry Birds?
Oh, I've heard of that one. Yeah.
A Merry Christmas.
Well,
Merry Christmas
to you.
Merry Christmas River, to you. Yeah.
River has had enough of our shenanigans, and we're getting cut off right
Show
there.
Show me the iPod.
I bet you she'll be having Angry Birds on her iPod.
Yeah, I
bet.
Well,
but you got to get the right kind of iPod, or it doesn't play a game.
Yeah, right. Well, that's true. Yeah, it's the right
ones
kind.
We'll just play music.
We'll make sure we don't give River the Angry Elves game. That can be a little trickier.
Well, here, let's go to Watertown next, and who do we have in Watertown?
Well, I think we've got Connor there, for one.
Yeah.
Yeah? Wow, that's great. Hi, Connor.
Come on, Connor, say hi. Come on, Connor, say hi.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Yeah, no need to be shy. We're very friendly.
You're talking to Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say hi.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas,
I bet there's some things you'd like to have for Christmas, huh?
What's that?
A silver?
A lightsaber.
A lightsaber. Okay.
That's cool.
Those are fun. All right. Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we might have some other surprises for you, Connor.
A super costume?
Yeah.
Okay.
A
super costume and a lightsaber.
Wow. That's great. Well, make sure you use them both together because you'll need your superpowers when you have the lightsaber. That's great.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. May the Force be with you.
Merry Christmas.
I did pretty well. Huh?
Okay. Bye, Connor.
Bye, Connor.
Bye, Connor.
Thank you. And here's Matthew in Waukesha.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Santa.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What do you like for Christmas this year?
A iPod Touch.
Hmm. Another iPod? Boy, we're going to need a lot of those.
And some 3DS games.
Mm-hmm.
3DS games, okay.
And a lightsaber.
Another lightsaber? Hmm. Okay.
And a Legos.
Oh, okay.
Legos,
yeah.
Legos are fun.
Yeah, so you get to mix a little low-tech with your high-tech gifts. That's good. Anything else?
Hex.
What was that?
Hectex.
Oh, okay.
Hectex? Okay.
Okay.
You going to leave anything out for Santa?
No.
All right. He doesn't need any more from what I've heard.
Well, it's a very straightforward answer. All right.
Merry Christmas, Matthew.
I'll know what to expect at Matthew's
Merry
house.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, that cookie raffle overload is going to be...
Yeah, maybe I could take
plenty.
Some extra cookies over
yeah,
to Matthew.
Leave them
from,
behind.
Yeah, from their house.
Oh, well, I tell you what, if you're at Molly in Middleton's house, maybe she's going to have some cookies for you.
That's possible.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hi. Let's get to the important question first. What's the cookie situation?
We're baking frosting cookies.
Ooh, that's wonderful. Good deal. All right. Well, if you have one left over, you could leave it out for me.
Okay,
thank you. What would you like for Christmas this year?
A monkey pillow pet.
Oh, okay. A monkey tool pet.
Pillow pet.
Pillow pet. Okay. Well, Santa, you know, Santa's an idiot. So there you go. Monkey
pillow pet.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I
okay.
got it. I got it.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
Thank you. See, this is why this is why everyone needs an elf.
Oh, but don't leave me at someone's house, though.
No. I won't do that.
Not like a couple of years ago.
No. Oh. Some little kid said they wanted an elf for Christmas, and you left me there.
Well, we came back for you.
Yeah, but
it was just kind of a joke.
You can't
give
elves.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We had a child who wanted an elf, you know, and I always try to please. Okay, all right, a monkey pillow pet, and what else?
A hex bug.
Okay,
hex bug. Mm-hmm.
And some makeup kits.
Wow.
Makeup kits.
Hmm. Okay.
I think we can do that.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
We've got some of that stuff. Okay. Thank you, Molly.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, honey. Thank you.
And maybe I think we've got time here for Jordan in Boscobel.
Okay. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
Well, Merry Christmas. Well, thank you. Thank you. What do you want for Christmas this year?
I want an iPod and a camera.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, some high-tech stuff. Very
iPod
good.
iPod and a camera.
And a camera, so good deal. You're going to listen to music while you go out and take nature photographs, right?
Merry Christmas.
Great. Merry Christmas, Jordan.
Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you for calling.
And Asher in Chicken Town, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my.
Oh, and that I bet you that, is that in Minnesota?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a deal. Well, that's great. Okay, terrific. We, you know, we flew over a corner of Minnesota coming down here to Wisconsin. So we tried to wave to you. Did you see that?
No.
No, okay. Well, we'll try again on the way back, okay?
What's on your list for Christmas?
The only thing I really want is a DS.
Okay.
A DS game.
DS game, all right.
Yes, that. I think I would really like that. Oh, and some cartridges for it.
Oh, so cartridges for it. Okay.
Okay, very good. That makes sense.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right, that's an easy list. Thank you.
Santa Claus and Elf Dory. You know, they're going to be with us right up until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Ho, ho, ho.
Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my two guests, Santa Claus and his elf, Dory.
Ho, ho, ho!
They are with us until 12:30 today to answer, to help you out. If you have a need or if you want something for Christmas, something special for Christmas, Santa Claus can help you out, obviously, because it's Santa Claus who brings those gifts. And we have lots of callers online. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. And let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Waukesha, Wisconsin. And who we have a boy and a girl. You know any boys and girls from Waukesha?
Well, I do. I know several, but I'm wondering if either Cole or Eva might be calling at some point.
All right. Well, is this Eva?
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. That's good. I love to hear a nice, bold Merry Christmas wish. That's terrific. Do you have a Christmas list for us today?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And let's hear it.
A Green Bay Packer toy.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Green Bay Packers. Yes. Yes. We're fans, too.
Yes, we are.
And a Barbie wedding dress.
Okay.
And a cabinet for my tea set.
Oh, a cabinet for the tea set. That's important. I mean, where do you put a tea set if you don't have a cabinet?
Under the bed.
Oh, okay. Well, that would work. That would work. Great. All right. Very good. And then you can invite the Packers over for tea.
What? They play Barbies.
They probably do. Who knows? Yeah.
No, we've had some requests, haven't we? Yeah, we've made some Barbie deliveries at some Packer.
That's true. You're right.
Houses.
You're right. And they tell us it's for the kids, but we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. Anything else for you, Eva?
No.
No? Okay, very good. Thank you.
Is Cole there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, Cole.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too.
And how are you?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good?
Pretty good.
All right. Good deal. You were good to Eva? She sounds like she's in good shape?
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Very good. What do you want for Christmas this year?
I want an Office CD, Microsoft Office CD, because in case I always mess up something.
Oh, okay. You want to be able to hit the undo button.
Yeah, like, yes.
Well, that saves Santa a lot of times, too, you know. But don't tell anybody.
I want this Lego set that, it was a arena battle Lego set with, like, 15 Jedis in it.
Whoa.
I heard about on the Legos.
That's cool.
Wow, that's a lot of Jedis.
Yeah.
Okay, you could take over a whole universe with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And that sounds like that's what you're planning to do.
With Microsoft Office.
Right, exactly.
And the Jedis.
Right, between Microsoft and the Jedis, I'm getting actually a little scared of you. No, that sounds great. Anything else?
Yeah, one more thing.
Okay.
Nintendo DS cartridges.
Okay.
Nintendo GS cartridges.
Very good.
Yeah, and there's one particular one that I wanted.
Oh, which okay. one?
There was this, because that Spider-Man one that before, because there's so many explosions in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like the Spider-Man explosions?
Yeah, and I wanted another version of the same kind of like episode. I mean, same kind of thing.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Good list.
Cole wants to watch some things blow up. That's, you know, all right. Sounds good. Very good. Well, thank you, Cole.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Eva.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And we're going out of state again. Let's go to Lansing, Iowa next.
Ooh, to Iowa.
And who do we have?
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas. Is this Trent and Bryce?
Hi.
Bryce, I'll bet. Is this Bryce?
I bet.
No.
Well, there you go, Larry.
That's a good idea.
You had a 50-50 chance there, Larry.
And I blew it.
So, Trent, do you have any snow in Iowa?
Yes.
You do? Oh, that's terrific. Can we borrow some up here for Larry? Because he doesn't have any.
Doesn't work like that.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, okay. Well, I thought I'd try.
You just get what you get.
Okay. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
A couch that comes with a forklift.
Okay.
Another forklift.
Forklift. Good.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
All
right. Well, we'll see what we can do about that. Your family will know if you got it because suddenly they'll notice the couch has moved.
Is Bryce there?
Hi.
There's Bryce.
Bryce, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Do you have some things on your Christmas list for this year that you'd like to get?
A cattle truck with a conveyor belt.
All right.
With a conveyor belt.
With a conveyor belt. Wow, this is very industrial family here.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
He's pondering.
I have a feeling there's more. All right.
Well, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Bryce.
Christmas. Sounds like somebody got attacked there. maybe we should drop the extra lightsaber at their house so that there's some means of defense. Very good. Thanks, Trent and Bryce. Have Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, Andrew in Walworth is up next. And you remember how old Andrew is?
I think Andrew is six this year.
Six.
Yeah, look at that. That's great. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. What's on your list this year?
I'm a snowboard and more Zuzus and a camera.
Oh, okay.
Digital camera?
That's all.
Okay,
well, those are nice gifts.
Yeah, those sound like great gifts. All right, so you want the snowboard? So that must mean you have a little bit of snow.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll cross our fingers for you.
Now, did you put out anything, or are you going to put out anything for Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Good deal. Can you tell us what it is, or is it a surprise?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my favorite.
Yum.
We made them last night.
All right. So they'll still be only a couple days old.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right.
My brother's afraid of Santa.
Afraid?
Oh, really?
How old is your brother?
And he's 9.
Oh, and he's 9.
Wow.
But you're not afraid.
Well, usually by the time they're 9, I'm afraid of them.
Well, Andrew, it doesn't sound like you're six. Doesn't sound like you're afraid of Santa.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're brave. Well, you tell your brother that I am very nice and there's nothing to be afraid of, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you, Andrew.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Hey,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh. I think right. It's your beard.
It's
that
the beard?
Be. That you could
know,
be.
It's kind of sometimes they can't see your face as much.
Yeah, now, sometimes the bright red suit kind of gets people,
the
too.
The fact that you looked absolutely nuts in that suit.
Well, there is that.
Alfdori, do you trim Santa's beard? Are you the one who trims his beard?
No, that's Mrs. Claus. She does that. She keeps him cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, keeps it from getting too scraggly.
Around,
you know,
Thanksgiving, it looks like ZZ Top. She gets them cleaned up for Christmas.
Okay, let's go to Stratford next, and we've got Addison and Chloe.
Wow,
who's on first? I wonder. Is Chloe?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. All right. Good one, Larry. Well, Chloe, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Do you have some things that you'd like to get for Christmas this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah. A doodle bear that's purple and a kitty pillow pet.
Oh, okay. Kitty pillow pet?
Pillow pet? All right.
And a cat angel bear. A cat angel.
Hmm. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Every cat needs an angel, I guess. Okay. Well, I'm not familiar with that one, but the elves will know.
Yeah, I'm writing it down. Chloe, cat angel.
Good.
All right. She's got it written down.
Well, don't forget to go to bed early on Christmas Eve, because we'll probably be showing up there. And you got to be in bed when we bring all the presents.
Is Addison there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Well, Merry Christmas, Chloe. Thank you for calling. And we'll talk to Addison next, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Addison, are you there?
Yep.
All right. Merry Christmas.
And what would you like for Christmas?
Some Lego City sets and a dog pillow pet.
Dog pillow pet. All right. Very good. Very good. To go along with the kitty pillow pet. They can growl and hiss at each other from across the beds. All right. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, very nice. Very, very polite of you. Thank you. And I'm so glad you called.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, Addison and Chloe.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
And have we been to Argyle? I don't think we've had a call from Argyle yet.
I don't think so. That's where they make the socks, isn't it, Larry?
No.
No?
That's not where they make
Did
the
I get
socks.
That wrong?
But there's a young man there.
Okay.
If I said it, there's a 9-year-old in Argyle. A boy.
Mm.
What would his name be?
I'd have to guess it must be Justin.
Yes.
Yes. Well, how about that?
Hi,
well,
Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Hi.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'd like a DS with two games, Star Fox and Zelda.
Okay.
Okay. We got that.
And I like Legos and remote control cars.
Legos and remote control cars.
Oh, wow. Okay, that would be fun.
Yeah.
And my sister would like to talk.
Oh, sure.
Well, sure. Put her on.
Yes. Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's your name, honey?
Heather.
Heather.
Well, hello, Heather.
I would like a zebra pillow pet and a zebra peewee pillow pet.
Okay, all right. So then I don't have to ask what your favorite animal is, do I? You like zebras, don't you?
Yeah,
they're very pretty. They're very
pretty.
We, you know, Rudolph tried to put stripes on Blitzen because he likes the zebras, but it didn't work too well.
It looked terrible.
It looked terrible. It looked terrible. But okay, we can try to do that for you. And is there anything else, Heather?
Yeah, and I would like a cute expressions doll.
Okay.
Tears.
Mm-hmm.
Cute expressions doll. Okay.
Very good.
All right.
And a digital camera.
Okay.
Digital camera.
All right. Very good. Very good. And then you can take it on safari in your room and take pictures of all the zebras. All right. Very good.
Thank you for
calling.
Well,
thank you. Yeah, thank you, Heather and Justin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We got the full chorus. I like that.
You know, those digital cameras are, and nowadays they've gotten to be fairly inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know our daughter she has one, and she takes lots and lots of pictures, and they're just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's not so expensive to take the pictures like it used to be when you had to buy film and have the film develop.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, Larry and I remember when you had to etch the picture into a rock. Well, okay, we're not that old, but, you know.
Not quite that old. Getting there, but let's go ahead. Let's forget about that. Let's go to Kiara in Appleton. Hi, okay. Kiara.
Hi, Kiara.
Hi.
Are we saying your name right?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. We like that. Well, how are you?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrific. What would you like for Christmas?
A panda pillow pet.
Oh.
Panda pillow pet.
Panda. That's our first panda request. Terrific. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Do you like candy or books? We have a lot of candy and books.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to just give them to kids, even if they didn't ask for them.
My brother wants a train puzzle.
A train puzzle. Oh, okay.
That sounds like fun. Very good. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
All right. Merry Christmas, Kira. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Cottage Grove. You know, I went to Cottage Grove grade school back in the day, and so I have a fondness for that town.
Wow.
And here's a couple of girls, I believe, calling.
Okay.
Laura Lee and Cynthia.
This is Cynthia.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Do you have some things on your Christmas list that you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have it.
American Girl doll.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And a 3D DS.
Oh, okay, 3D, all right. That sounds fun. Is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Christmas Santa.
All right, well, thank you, Cynthia. Merry Christmas to you.
And is Larly there?
Yeah.
Hi, Larly. Merry Christmas.
I would like a boy American Girl baby doll.
Okay.
And a girl baby American Girl doll.
All right.
And with the hair.
And
Merry Christmas.
That's it. Okay, and Merry Christmas. Well, that's a good list. Well, thank you, honey. Thank you for calling, and Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Mauston, our next place is Mauston, Wisconsin. Boy, we've had calls from all over the place.
Yeah, we sure have.
And Mauston is, we have Gracie, I believe. Gracie?
Hi. Hi, Merry Christmas, Gracie.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your Christmas list this year?
A go-go and my walking pet.
All right.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
is there more, or was that the only thing?
That's the only thing.
That's it. Okay. Well, there you go. That's it. Very modest request there. Thank you, Gracie, for calling.
Yep.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Ho, 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 ho.
And Marshall, I bet you it's Marshall. Is it Marshall, Wisconsin? Hmm. Or Marshall, Wisconsin? Ella and Eliza?
Yes.
Is this Ella?
Who is it?
Eliza.
Well, hello, Eliza.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Well, what do you have on your list?
A bell. And
okay.
A bell costume.
A costume?
What? Okay.
And a necklace.
Necklace?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good.
And that's it.
Oh. That's it. Okay. Well, that's a nice list. Very good.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you for calling, honey. Merry Christmas.
Can we speak with Ella?
Say hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hi. Merry Christmas, Ella.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have some things that you'd like to see for Christmas this year?
No, I can't talk. You have to tell him. You can tell him. No, okay, just say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, honey. Well, I think we know what you want, Ella, and we'll do our best for you, okay?
Santa's a pretty good mind reader.
Yeah. So even if you don't tell us, we usually do a pretty good job of figuring it out.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you, honey. Bye-bye, Ella.
Hi,
and
Ella.
Eliza.
Hi, Eliza.
And Olivia in Onalaska.
Mm.
It is your turn. Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
Hello.
How is your year so far?
Oh, my year is very good. It's been very good. We've had a lot of fun at the North Pole. We stop making toys sometimes for a little bit, and we try playing with them so we know how they work and just to have fun. And I just couldn't have had a better year. How about you?
It's been great.
Good, good. What's your favorite thing that you did this year?
I don't know. I've had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, you don't have to have a favorite. They can all be favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
I kind of want a laptop because I've been getting a lot more schoolwork lately.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And then I also just want people in, like, Africa and stuff to just have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, well, isn't that sweet of you? We do our best for all the kids all over the world, and when we give a child in Africa a present that they really like, we're gonna say Olivia says hello. How about that?
Oh, that's wonderful, Santa. And here we are out of time, but Santa, you always say that even though there are people online on the telephone waiting,
mm-hmm.
you know what they want.
Yes. Yes, we do. And the elves are really good about knowing that stuff. And we do our best for everybody, Larry.
Merry Christmas, Elizabeth.
Merry Christmas.
Emily.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And a special everybody thanks to Santa Claus and his elf. And a special thanks to Buzz Kemper and Dory Owens as well. And Merry Christmas to you. Stay with us.
Ho, ho, ho.